What's up, what's up? It's your favorite sex and relationship coach, aka the Pussy Fairy, Azaria Menezes. So obviously you've landed on the juiciest podcast if you're listening to Getting Intimate. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have a pussy or you're a mom or you're in a relationship and you're looking to increase that pleasure and orgasm factor in the bedroom with yourself, with your body or in your relationship, or maybe you just want your pussy wet and your relationships to be the cherry on top of your Sunday sex ice cream, listen to this podcast. I'll be sharing all of my knowledge, all of my ideas, my experiences, and thoughts on this podcast with you so that you can invite new perspectives and way more sensual excitement into your life. As always, try anything I say on for size and see what you like and leave the rest. Let's get intimate. Welcome to another episode of Getting Intimate. So I am so excited to talk about this topic today because this is something that comes up so much with so many couples that I work with and with so many folks that aren't in relationships, is this idea of deep surrender during sex, this idea of receiving, this idea of allowing yourself to fully let go in the bedroom. So we're going to talk about all the ways we can actually support ourselves, our nervous system, our body, and our experience in the art of surrender and in the art of receiving. So let's get intimate. Receiving is one of those things that I used to struggle with so much in the past. Like, I had a really hard time relaxing into the fact of just being able to receive pleasure. And I was more into like the doing, I was into action. It was really hard for me to just drop out of my head and into my body. And I was overthinking a lot of things, and letting go and surrendering felt very performative for me. And so I really was so excited to get curious around, what are the fucking things that are going to help me to relax? What are the things that are really going to support me to get into my body? And why do I feel blocked in this in the first place? So when it comes to receiving, when it comes to surrender, when it comes to letting go and opening up to the fucking infinite potential of your pleasure and your sexual healing, right? Your relationships, your intimacy, anything that puts us in a space where we feel emotionally vulnerable, especially receiving, right? Especially surrendering, especially letting go. This can feel like a really emotionally vulnerable place. It can feel fucking edgy to open up in front of somebody, even open up to yourself in this way. And so when we move to these spaces where we hit our intimacy edges, when we move to these limits where we're like, ooh, like this is an edge for me, sometimes a part of ourselves that is there to protect us from experiencing rejection, shame, confrontation, abandonment, right? Even if we are on a healing journey with ourselves, right? Like, this doesn't always apply to relationships. It can be an intimacy edge with yourself, right? Because sometimes when we notice these big feelings of shame, or when we notice these big feelings of wanting to control an outcome or an experience, we bump up to these little moments, right? Of resistance, of fear, of tension in our body. And all of these things can create an alarm in our nervous system. So whenever our body connects with tension in a way that is attached to a limiting belief or experience or something that reminds our brain like, ooh, this is not it. Maybe orgasming in front of a partner, or maybe getting undressed in front of a partner, or maybe being in your pleasure or being in your sound or voice with your partner. If you're alone, maybe it's self-pleasure by yourself. Maybe it's looking at your genitals. Maybe it's acknowledging your sexual hunger, right? So all of these things can be little moments where you could experience those intimacy edges, where you could experience those intimacy blocks that create tension in your body, right? That create like, ooh, no, like this is the thing that could really, really, really push us into somewhere where we're not sure what's going to happen on the other side, right? And even if there's a big, juicy, sexy benefit, like pleasure or orgasm or connection, it can still feel edgy to do it. And our brain can create so many excuses around why this is probably not a good idea to do, right? And so all of these blocks can just stack up and really prevent us from surrendering and relaxing and opening up, because it makes sense, right? If you are in a space where your brain is creating like a little alarm in your nervous system that like, hey, remember that time we actually surrendered into our pleasure with our last partner, and then all of a sudden they said we were taking too long, and then I was met with shame, and then I was met with fear of abandonment, and then I was met with rejection. That didn't feel good. So maybe in the new relationship, when your partner is inviting you to relax and enjoy and really just let go and take your time, your brain's going to be like, oh yeah, no, that time that we felt shame around this created a core memory in our experience, in our somatic experience in our body. And of course, this is now the thing that our body and brain connect with tension. This is now the thing that our body and brain connect with. Okay, we're about to be rejected. We're about to be abandoned. We are about to be this. We're about to be that, right? Like, our brain is always looking for danger because it's our body is trying to keep us safe, right? Our body is trying to make sure we survive. Human nature, it's our instinct, it's our survival instinct, and that obviously includes emotional experiences because we're not in the wild anymore where we're being chased by dinosaurs and crazy like animals out in the wilderness, but the part of our brain that is there for that, responsible for that, is still very hypervigilant around emotional situations that could possibly put us in danger. So when we look at things that way, it makes sense that our body reacts with tension. Our body has a really hard time dropping in, surrendering, receiving, letting go, opening. When we don't feel safe, whether that's emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever layer, right, of that safety is, our brain is just going to automatically do the thing that it does is keep us safe. And it's not going to like take the time to like assess, okay, is this really true? Like, is this like real or should, like, no. This is why we have that survival instinct. It's meant to happen fast, right? So our brain just is doing the thing, better safe than sorry. And our partner is like, yes, like, let's make love and I want you to take all the time in the world. And your brain's like, all the time in the world. Okay, that means it's going to take a really long time. And yeah, remember that last time that we were supposed to take all the time in the world? And then my partner was complaining about it. And then I felt bad. And then, right? Like, that is oftentimes what happens. And it's not even that we're aware of it. It just happens really, really fast. So how do we get into this deep surrender and receiving? How do we actually get into the headspace that we can let go, that we can receive? It is a practice. I'm going to tell you right now, it is a practice and it's something that we can cultivate. So practicing deep surrender and receiving is something that we can do in baby steps. And also, like, isn't that so nice to know that it's not something that you like turn on and turn off and it's just there, and if you don't have it, you don't have it, right? There's something comforting about that, but also like hella annoying because you can't get the thing as fast as you want to. But the art of deep surrender and the art of deep receiving is just continuing to expand your capacity to do so. What does this look like? What does it look like to create an environment so that your brain feels like it can drop into your heart? So that your brain can drop into pussy, so that your brain can drop into cock, so your brain can drop into whatever you have, right? Number one, you need to know what allows you to feel deeply dropped into your body. We can't be in our pleasure when we are in our fear space. We can't be in our pleasure when our body and mind are so busy trying to analyze a situation, figure out if we're safe, look for all the possible loopholes of what could go wrong, bringing up past things, all these things, right? It's really hard for us to relax in that state of mind. So number one is understanding your needs, understanding your desires. So what does it actually take for me to deeply surrender? What does it take for me to receive? What are the actual things that help me relax and drop into my body? And so for me, some really easy go-to things are using my breath, right? Using my breath to breathe in slower, to signal to my brain and my body that, hey, we're slowing down. We're actually not in danger. We're not speeding up the breath. We're slowing down. And so this just allows the body to understand, like, okay, so this is a safer space. Another tool that I love to use to drop me into my own body and to drop me into surrender or receiving is shifting my focus. So sometimes this can be shifting my focus to my sensations. Sometimes this can be shifting my focus from external to internal, right? Because most of the time in the day, I'm thinking about all of the things outside of myself and not all of the things that are happening inside of my body, that are happening inside of my heart and my mind, wherever. So shifting your focus can be really, really, really helpful. Something that also might feel delicious and yummy to think about is using your voice, right? The thing that allows me to surrender is like a nice, long, deep exhale and like a sigh on the exhale. So I'll often do this in my yoga practice, or I will often do this. Actually, I do this a lot before I go to bed every night. And this just is signaling my brain and my body, it's time to relax. So I'll just do a nice big breath in. Right? And closing my eyes and allowing that sigh to just drop me down into my body is a really good signal now that I've created in my brain and in my body that every time I do that, it automatically tells me, my breath, my presence, myself, that we're slowing down, we're relaxing. That's also another helpful thing. So think about all of the ways that you relax. Think about all the ways that support you to feel a deep surrender or a slowing down or a receiving or opening in your body, right? If you're thinking about ways to do that solo or with yourself, opening my legs physically, right? Like laying on my back and spreading my legs open. This is like another way that feels super, super sensual to signal to my brain and my body and my energy that I am open to receiving. I am open to receiving and surrendering, and I am here, right? Like physically opening my legs, physically pushing my chest out and spreading my arms to the side. So this is another way of like physically getting into that space and then just being in that space for a little bit, right? If you're preparing for a juicy lovemaking session or you're preparing for a sexy sensual self-pleasure and you open your legs and you roll your shoulders back and open your heart, open your chest and maybe place your hands on your heart or just open up, just take a moment to breathe and just say like, hey, just before we go into this, give me a couple of minutes to get into my body. I really want to get in touch with my deep surrender or just my own sensuality. I want to feel like what's happening in my body. That can be something that will drop you into the space rather than rushing in and going into whatever activity is coming and then expecting your body to be in surrender and receive, right? We want to give the body time to catch up to the activity that's happening. And when we create these signals, when we create these rituals, right, these mini rituals in our body, it's so, so, so helpful in speeding that process up. Another really interesting question to ask yourself is, how much am I letting myself receive? And how much am I allowing myself to surrender? Because oftentimes, it's so easy to blame our ability to receive and surrender deeply during lovemaking on so many external factors. But how much are you allowing yourself to surrender, and how much are you allowing yourself to receive? And just asking yourself that, right, from a personal standpoint, in this moment, am I actually even available to receive? In this moment, am I actually allowing my body to fall deeper into relaxing, fall deeper into taking things slow, letting go of my expectations, receiving what my body wants to receive, not my mind? If I knew I could receive to the deepest levels and I could surrender and let go and be open to the deepest levels, how would I be showing up in this moment? What are the things that I would be doing? What are the things that I wouldn't be doing? Just asking yourself that simple question, and maybe even just journaling on it, can be so, so, so fucking powerful. Where am I holding back on receiving? Where am I holding back on surrendering? What are those moments I stop myself from receiving fully or surrendering fully? It's like those moments of stopping yourself before orgasm, or stopping yourself when it starts to feel really yummy, or stopping yourself from saying what you really want, or stopping yourself from trying this new thing because you're worried about how you're going to look or how it's going to feel, right? Like, there's so many ways we actually cock block ourselves from deep surrender and receiving. And we either blame it on our partner, which is an easy one to do, or we blame it on ourselves, or we blame it on all the other things that could, you know, pop up in the bedroom. And it's really not about, like, where can I pin the tail on the donkey? Like, where can I place the blame? But it's more so about, where can I get really curious about the spaces I hold back? Where can I get really intentional with what is already feeling good and do more of that? At the end of the day, the more we empower more of what feels good in the bedroom, and the more we empower our voice, the more we empower our pleasure, the more we liberate all of the desires that we have been craving and calling for, right? The more we liberate all the things that we've been holding back, the quicker we'll be able to drop into the art of surrender and receiving, because it's not about receiving and surrendering to the other person. It's more so about surrendering and receiving in yourself. It's like, how much can I surrender and receive to all the ways I hold back, to all the ways I don't allow myself to feel what I want to feel, to ask for what I want to ask, to do the damn thing? That's where the work is. Now, I want to come back to a really important point, which was safety. So, of course, safety plays a huge, massive aspect in our ability to surrender and receive and let go in the bedroom. And something that I hear a lot, and probably you'll hear on this podcast if you've listened to a few episodes, is like, how can I create safety with my partner? How can I create safety in the environment? How can we create a space that feels really yummy? But another really important thing that I don't think is really talked about that much is, how can we create a safer space within our bodies and learn how to regulate so that we can hold big things, big vulnerable feelings, or big moments in lovemaking, or big energy, or, right, like, expectations, pressures, all of these things? Because the more we can hold space for that, the more we can create safer space for those things to come up within us, and know that there's tools that we can use to navigate it, know that we can trust ourselves to have our back, the easier it is going to be to drop into that deep surrender and receiving, because it's not like focused on the outcome of the thing going exactly the way that we wanted to, or the outcome of our partner doing the thing or saying the thing that they wanted to, or maybe they say the wrong thing and then the whole thing just gets thrown out the window, right? It's like, can I trust myself to have my back? Can I trust myself to use the tools? Can I trust myself to regulate? Can I trust myself to say when it's enough? Or can I trust myself to say no? Or can I trust myself to say yes? It's all of these little ways we have to tend to the inner relationship with ourselves and our bodies. It's not like, okay, my brain is the only one that needs to like intellectualize this and my body is like whatever. No, we have to build this relationship with our bodies and creating safety, first and foremost, creating a safer space in our own experience is something that is so, so, so helpful, right? Because when we start to honor our needs, empower our desires, really tune in to what our body needs in that moment, our body's going to be like, yes, okay, she's got me, or they've got me, or he's got me, and I can rely on them to make the right choice for me as it goes or as it changes, right? And this just allows such a deeper relaxation going into any like sexual activity, because oftentimes what happens is we don't check in with our bodies, or maybe we're not in tune with our bodies, or we're saying yes to our partners when our body's like kind of not in the mood for sex, or right, like all of these things. And we start feeling really disconnected from our bodies. And then maybe we show up with tension because our body's like, I feel like she's not going to honor my needs, right? And we want to create a beautiful relationship with our minds and our bodies and our genitals so that it feels like everyone is on board. And if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, this is some fucking woo-woo shit, think about it. Like, it's not just our minds that show up to sex. If it was like that, we would have no problem surrendering or receiving or vice versa, right? Sometimes our body's on board, but our mind isn't. And so really creating a deep relationship with your body around sex and intimacy and self-care and needs, and then bringing that into the bedroom is really, really, really going to amplify your capacity for deep surrender.